So as a support for the continuing deepening of our practice, I'd just like to emphasize the importance of continuity of mindfulness through everything that we're doing through this retreat. So in this way, every activity becomes a meditation, whether we're sitting or standing, or walking, lying down, going to the toilet. In fact, in the Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha specifically names bringing mindfulness to urinating and defecating. So it's pretty clear that everything is to be included in our practice. Everything is an opportunity to refine sati, to refine mindfulness. And at the same time, we're strengthening samadhi, stability of mind. And one thing that really helps with that is physically slowing down. So there's a slogan, the slower you go, the more you'll know. The slower you go, the more you'll know. So just like with driving a car, if we're zooming along at 90 or 100K, there's a lot we're not seeing. But if we slow down, or even better, get out of the car and walk, so much more information becomes available to us. So I won't be giving out speeding tickets, but I invite you just to begin that process of slowing down, not forcing yourself into a stiff and rigid slowness, but moving to begin with, say, 10% more slowly than you might normally, and then 20%. And one benefit of doing this is it becomes more obvious when we're starting to move into rushing. So really paying attention when there's that energy of leaning forward into the next thing, whether it's waiting for the bell to ring or wanting to get a cup of tea, get into the lunch line, get back to your tent for a nap or whatever it might be, noticing that forward momentum and consciously releasing it, coming back to that centered and relaxed presence. Because that rushing, it agitates the heart and the mind as well as the body. And it interferes with this development of samadhi. So just to be clear, we're not trying to force ourselves into an artificial zombie-like creeping along, but just naturally let that process happen. It's an organic process, and it takes time. So one analogy we sometimes use for this is a jar of muddy pond water. So if you think of a jar of turbid water with all sediment in it, if we keep giving it a shake every now and then, the water stays cloudy. But if we just put it on the shelf and leave it alone, gravity does its work, the sediment settles, and we get clear water. So in the context of a retreat, doing things that in ordinary life are innocuous, like checking our phones or having a quick chat with a partner or a friend, or doing our creative projects, maybe drawing or photography or craft work, all of these can just stir up the sediment of the mind and inhibit that process of deepening. So in the spirit of right intention, which, as I mentioned last night, you might remember includes the intention of renunciation, the intention of relinquishment. So we temporarily put aside these usual ways that we might fill our time. And instead, we drop deeper into the simplicity, the stillness, the silence. And because we're all in this together, we can support each other in that by moving into this process of slowing down, becoming more careful, more quiet with what we do. And again, we don't want this to become oppressive, as if the mindfulness judge is watching your every move. So keeping in mind this invitation to explore and enjoy, see if you can enter into this slowness with an attitude of lightness rather than self-judgment. So if you accidentally let the door slam, it's okay. if you drop your plate in the middle of the dining room, which I've done a few times on retreat, that's okay too. Bring humor to that experience. It's also an opportunity to strengthen kindness and self-compassion. So that's the general invitation today, to just allow this process of slowing down.